Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and on behalf of the body of Christ. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we're also glad that you could join us. A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, international church. And we meet here on the internet every Wednesday and every Friday and every Sunday. But particularly every Wednesday and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that happens to be where you are. You are always welcome to come up on our website and go to our archive sermons and recast the sermon if you find this time is not necessarily suitable for you. Amen? And it sounds just like it does when we broadcast it live, no different. So we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We invite everyone to join us in our chat room, and our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is MiracleInternetChurch.com. That's MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the page comes up, if you're on a tablet or a computer or a laptop, across the banner you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please do click that link. And then when the page changes, click guest. When it changes again, type in your name, one of the names that's on your birth certificate, and your greeting for the saints. And the saints will respond to you in the love of God. If you're on a cell phone of any type, you may do similarly. Use your browser to find MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the page comes up across the top, you'll see three white lines against a black background. Click the three white lines, and it will open up all of the links. Amen? And you may choose MIC Radio Chat Room and proceed with the directions that you just heard. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We encourage you to invite family, friends, foes, or whatever you happen to have, neighbors included. And we welcome you and bless you in Jesus' name. Now, there's something I want to say. I've sent out to some of you, particularly those who requested, the tracks for this season. Feel free to begin to distribute them as soon as you get them. Amen? You don't have to wait for a particular day. Amen? You may go ahead and follow the directions of the Holy Spirit and begin to distribute them where he sends you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Everyone will be praying for everyone to participate in this church activity. Amen? Everyone will be praying for everyone to participate in this church activity. And if you still have some left over after Resurrection Sunday, feel free to continue to distribute them throughout the year. Amen? Amen. God is blessing us, and he is pleased with what we are doing. He is pleased with what we are doing. We want to thank the Lord. Yeah, that's right. They shouldn't put them in anybody's mailbox because that's a violation of postal regulations. Amen? Amen. But we want to thank you for obeying the Lord, obeying the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And we're fasting now. And that's one of the prayers that we've been praying during our fast. We've been asking the Holy Spirit to prepare for us occasions to witness to others. And we've also been praying for all who will be witness to and or receive tracts from us during this season. We bind the influence of the enemy in the name of Jesus and all hindrances to successful witnessing. We plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over every encounter. We ask you, Father, that you send persons of interest across our path and your mighty warring angels to oversee according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen. So we know that God is in favor of this. In fact, he told me he was. So we don't have any doubt that we are doing the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And God has been answering prayer and releasing miracles to members of the congregation as we continue to seek his face. So I am certain that God wants us to do what we're doing and to do it heartily as unto the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So we're cheering for everyone. Amen. This is something just about everyone can do, because at some point you usually leave your home. Amen. At some point, most people leave their home at some point. And there are human beings out there where you're going. And we are specifically asking the Lord to set us up for those divine encounters. So we're looking to be open to the Lord, not preoccupied with what we have to do, but literally open to the Lord, that he can use us as he sees fit. Amen? Amen. So God is helping us out, and so we give him praise. Amen? We give him praise. Now, we've been also lifting before the Lord persons in this ministry who need physical healings in their bodies. God is releasing a blessing to us. And today, I entered some worship into the chat room. And when you have a moment, scroll up, paid in the worship. One of the songs is particularly aimed at healing. And if you will join in the worship, you will find that the Lord will release a grace upon you for healing. Amen? Amen. So we're going to take advantage of all of the resources that God has released to us. And we know that God is going to bless us. And so we want to thank him for that in advance. Amen? We want to give him thanks and praise. We want to give him thanks and praise. Amen? Amen. In Jesus' name. So there's worship. There's, you'll see when you look. You'll know where it says Pastor Sabrina. You'll know what to do. So I want to encourage you to participate. Amen? Amen. So we're going to get on with what we have to do tonight. Holy Spirit, is there anything else? Oh, yes. There's not just one person, but there's a person in particular that underwent a medical procedure last week. And we're continuing to lift up those individuals that had surgeries last week. Praise the Lord. And we are asking the Lord to bless them particularly. You know, you have to give a little bit of time to healing. And sometimes we want to jump up and get ready to go and do. But it is best if we follow wisdom and we allow the Lord to release us back to our regular routine instead of jumping up going, okay, I feel fine, I'm ready to go. Now, that's not how that's done. You see, your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and it takes fearfully and wonderfully time for it to do what it needs to do. Amen? So let's not cut our bodies short. Let's give them the time that they need to recover, to be restored, and to be fully functional and healthy again. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has been so good to us and so gracious, and we've had so many miracles. And Sister Jackie is telling us that John is improving steadily, and we are so proud of what the Lord is doing with him. And many other things that I haven't had the opportunity to tell you. But God is releasing his grace and his mercy to us. And we need to open up and receive it, you know? We need to open up and receive it. It's a blessing when God comes to correct something in our bodies that's out of order. It's not a traumatic thing that we have to run from and be afraid of. Quite the contrary. When we're walking in agreement with the Lord, when we're under his governance, when we're listening to him, obeying him, trusting him, it's a blessing because God is basically prolonging our lives and our health. Amen? God is basically prolonging our lives and our health. And we've been seeking him for quite some time for everyone in the ministry to have improved health, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, in every way. So whatever God is doing in your body or in your vessel, give him thanks because he knows what he's doing. He's the creator, and he knows how to fix what's his. Amen? Medical science goes as far as they can go in the management of disease. But God is the one who does the real fixing, and we know that. So we want to thank him for all the fixing that he's been doing. Praise God. So, with that in mind, we're going to thank him for the blood stripes that he took on our behalf. We're going to thank the Lord for the blood stripes that he took on our behalf. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, yes, it was over 2,000 years ago, but really, it's still very real. All that Jesus went through, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, that we might have the opportunity for eternal life, we want to humble ourselves this moment and thank him. And thank him for his sacrifice. We want to thank him for his obedience to the Father. We want to thank him that he was not deterred by anyone or anything, and that he was stalwart and steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the assignment that you sent him with, Father. We want to thank you that he was willing and he was obedient. And he was humble, and he was yielding. We want to thank you that he stood up against wrong. He rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He dealt with the religious order of the day. He corrected them. He told them they were wrong and challenged them to do what was right. Father, it is the duty of the church, the body of Christ in the earth, to stand up and say, no. This is wrong. Global rule is wrong. It's not of God. It's sin, and it must be stopped. It is our place to stand up and say LGBTQIA plus is wrong. It's not of God. We forgive you for the damage that is done to society. We ask God to heal you, deliver you, save your soul. But that lifestyle is wrong. And we cannot add any further. God has spoken. The church says amen. And it's the church's job to speak out against child trafficking. It's the church's job. You see, there are people who are looking to political leaders to fix everything. But it's the church's job to stand up and say, this is wrong. 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 This is the job of the church. And unfortunately, there are too many so-called Christian leaders who have decided that they want a neutral zone. They don't want to stand up against the devil. But there is no demilitarized zone down here. You're either on the Lord's side or you are against him. There is no in between. Father, those that have not yet become completely apostate, and there are many of them, we ask you to work on their hearts and on their conscience and on their value system. Ooh. Help them to see that they made the wrong choice, Lord. They're not standing in the pulpit telling their congregants that you must stand up against wrong. You can't just lay down and die. You can't roll over. You can't go along to get along. You've got to stand up and say, this is what the Lord saith. Thus saith the Lord. You've got to stand up and tell the truth. You've got to stand up without compromising. You must walk in integrity while you walk in love. You see, Lord, Germany, those Christians went to church and they could hear the train coming with the Jews. They could hear the Jews crying out and moaning and yelling as they were being taken to the concentration camp. But they decided they would sit in their church buildings and just sing church songs and ignore the sound of what was going on. And that's pretty much what a large part of the church is doing now. We don't want to be political. We don't want to get in this. We don't want to do that. Well, guess what, Lord? We know that there's a judgment on sin. There is a judgment. Everyone must give an account for what they've done in their body. And Lord, we've been asking you, pleading with you to wake up the sleeping giant. All of them aren't awake, Lord, and when some of them do awaken, they go back to sleep. So we ask you, Father, to intensify your efforts in waking up the sleeping giant. We don't have much longer for the church to stand up and say, this is wrong. Abortion is wrong. All of the church that's really the church needs to stand up in unity and say abortion is wrong because it's murder. It's killing the children that should be born. All of the church ought to stand up and say that the corruption of this administration is wrong. All of the church ought to stand up and say illegal immigration is wrong. It's our place. It's our call. And when we stand before you, Lord, we will have to give an account to you for what we have done and what we have not done. If our voices have not been heard, not only before your throne, but in the ears of men, women, boys, and girls, we are wrong. We are to be led by your spirit. We are to be led by your word. And we are the ones to stand up and say that all of this stuff that's going on in the schools with the children is wrong. It's our place to stand up and speak out and say no. We are the ones with the power of God. The Bible says, in earth as it is in heaven. It's our place to stand up and use the power that God has given us for his desire for what should happen on earth. Esther had to stand up. She didn't get to be mealy-mouthed. She couldn't be passive. She couldn't be complacent. She couldn't be lazy. She couldn't go along to get along. She had to fast and pray and seek your face and find the courage to do what's right. And so, Lord, we're asking you to deal with every member of this ministry that has not yet moved into the proper position that you would have for them. They're not opening their mouths. They're not speaking forth the truth. They're not taking a stand, not just at the ballot box, but also with their own vocal ability. They're not praying for it. They don't want to hear the adjudications. Well, Lord, The wages of sin is still death. We know is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, Father, as we come before you, we ask you to begin to judge us right now, because judgment begins at the house of God. Judge us now, Lord, if we have not done what you would call us to do, that we might have an opportunity to do something about it before we meet you face to face. We need to be right, right with you and right with the kingdom of God on the earth. So we thank you, Lord, for helping us to realize that we can't hide and go into our closet and live in our own personal dugout. We have to open our mouths for want to hear it or whether they don't, whether they like it or whether they don't. We need to learn to tell the truth. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your army to attention. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. You didn't come down here to be quiet, Lord Jesus. You came to reestablish the kingdom of God in the earth and to bring back the word of God. If you had acted the way most Christians do, we would have no hope and we would all be in a sinner's hell. Yes, we can. That's what we're called to do, act like you. We're called to be light, just like you. We're called to stand up for what is right, just like you. We're called to make whatever sacrifice you call on us to make, just like you. We're not called to shirk. Every day, somebody was trying to kill you. They were forever trying to stone you to death. But that didn't keep you at home. You didn't go hide out somewhere. You kept healing people. You kept delivering people. You kept preaching the word. You kept moving forward. You kept going from place to place. Lord, teach us to act like you. Teach your cowardly saints to walk in faith believing. I thank you, Lord. We repented not too long ago of not putting you first in first place in our lives. Help us to be true to our repentance, Lord, in Jesus' name, that many, many lives and many, many salvations depend on what we do. It will be awful standing before you on that day, watching millions go into hell when we could have intervened that some might be saved. Help us to get our minds off our own feelings and back on the word of God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. Heavenly Father, we believe your word, which tells us that you love us and that nothing can separate us from your love except our own refusal to believe it and to receive it. You loved us even before we were born, and you fashioned us according to your grand plan and purpose. We are of your marvelous works, Father. And we praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you for making us a new creation in Christ. We rejoice in the certain knowledge that you have made all things new in our lives, including the way we see ourselves. Yes, Lord, we are to see ourselves for what we are, ambassadors for Christ. We have been made complete in Christ. Thank you for loving us and helping us to love you with all of our heart, to love ourselves as you love us, and for helping us to like ourselves as well. From this time forward, we will walk in love towards you and others and ourselves, because we know Christ loves us and gave himself for us. We trust you, Father, to continue your workmanship in our lives, for we know that you are working within us, both to will and to do your good pleasure in the earth. We give you praise, Lord. We want to thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Lord, there's this song that says, Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I am available to you. Lord, help all of us to be able to say that to you in truth and in sincerity. Help us all, Lord, to be able to say that to you in truth and in sincerity, that we have truly lost sight of ourselves and that we see you, your word, your kingdom, and the harvest field. And the harvest field. There was a day when we were out there in that same harvest field and somebody said something, somebody prayed something, and somebody fasted, and somebody did something else. And by the time all of those somebodies had acted on what you did on Calvary, we had come in the kingdom. Help us, Lord, to be the somebody for somebody else. Help us to be the right somebody for somebody else, Lord. There was a day we were dependent on somebody's prayer. Help us to offer the prayers, Lord, that others might come in. Help us to offer the greeting, the encouragement, the word, the witness that somebody else might come in. The early church did it. They put their lives on the line. We are no better than they. Thank you, Father, for giving us what we need. You have given us yourself, and your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. We're praying, Father, also for our number of listeners to increase. We know, Lord, that you are looking all over the world for those persons, and you are connecting them to us. Thank you, Lord. We receive the blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for increasing our territory in Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you, Father, for the armor of God. We want to thank you for the word of God. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and we are the head and not the tail. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. You supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you for teaching us to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So therefore, Lord, we cast all of our cares upon you because you do care for us. We want to thank you for divine help for all of the members of Miracle Internet Church. We acknowledge and are grateful that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We want to thank you for prosperity, even as our soul prospers. We want to thank you for the joy of the Lord because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Help us to walk in your wisdom, Father. Help us to walk in your wisdom.
Help us, Lord, to walk in the grace that you have provided for us. We thank you, Lord, fear of the Lord, for true repentance, for holiness, for humility, for faith, for strength, for abundant grace, for victory in spiritual warfare, for truth and courage and favor and peace and joy in the lives of every member of MIC, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing for us, Lord. You have not forgotten us, nor will you ever. You've not let go of us, nor will you ever. You will always hold our hand. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. In the name of Jesus, we take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We bind force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy, microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us. We bind all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism and mind control by the occult. Thank you, Lord. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps. Excuse me. Whispers, man, that's better. Familiar demons, all electronic digital technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all brainwashing and Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seduced, and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, the work of every druid. We take authority, dominion, and power over the sorcery devils. Yeah, plenty of them going around in their attack. Father, we lift up any member of our family that are addicted to drugs, any drug at all. We take authority, dominion, and power, and we bind the very source and cause of their addiction in Jesus' name. Whew. We ask, Father, that if they are not saved, that you would save their soul, and that you would bring them to the realization that you are all they really need. You are more than enough for them to prosper in this life and live a healthy, holy life. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to begin to close off their pathway to sin, to make this a short sin, a short season of sin in their lives. Help them, Lord, to find their way to you. Help them, Lord, to find their way to you. If we can't give them a track, Lord, send someone else to give them a track. Send someone else. If they won't receive it from us, send someone that they'll receive it from, Lord. We thank you. We give you the praise. And as we go out dispersing the tracks, as we sow, let us reap. As we sow, let us reap, Lord. As we sow, let us reap. We thank you, and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks. Amen. All debilitating sonic frequencies, all microwave frequency attacks, 5G and components, everything coming against the saints of God and against human beings from what we call outer space, from another galaxy, from another orbit, from another planet. Set in motion by a satellite, a surveillance satellite, any kind of satellite. We thank you, Lord, that you have control over all of the satellites that have been placed in the orbit by man. You didn't request them, but they sent them there. We take authority, dominion, and power over stations that were planted on a planet in the name of Jesus. And all of the attacks against people and against our weather, against humans and against our weather, we send back in the name of Jesus. We send back all attack through our electronic devices in Jesus' name. We send back attacks through the global system that's being set up and implemented in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Give us that check in our spirits, Lord, when we've gone too far with the world's mechanism and technology in Jesus' name. When we stepped over the line, give us that check in our spirits that we ought not to participate in that. Thank you, Lord. So we bind 5G in all components, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, in every country, in every place, in Jesus' name. From every cult, every coven, every conclave, everyone, every single one, and every cabal, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind their wicked works. We bind their satanic agendas. We take authority, dominion, and power over the wicked non-governmental organizations that in the name of being do-gooders are doing evil. We bind up their funding in the name of Jesus Christ, and we strip it from them in Jesus' name. We transfer it from them back to Jesus Christ because the silver and the gold belongs to God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness of us. Thereof, the earth and they that dwell therein. So, Father, not only them, but the global authority, dominion, and power over their finances as well. We bind their finances, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we strip them of it, and we transfer their finances back to Jesus Christ. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every cult, every coven, every conclave and every cabal, especially those that are under the umbrella of the Illuminati, we bind their finances in the name of Jesus Christ, and we take those finances and we transfer them back to the Lord Jesus Christ where they belong. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We bind our Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. And every attack, and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivities, and low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air. and we return its powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lords of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic abuse, devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedication, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. Thank you, Lord. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, even the Bohemian Grove. And every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. Yes, Lord. We bind all spirits of infirmity. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, track, besmirch, monitor, hinder, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. Father, wherever a member of Miracle Internet Church is having to work tonight, we ask for the blood of Jesus to do warfare for them. In Jesus' name. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony. We bind false flags. We return to sender according to the covenant all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling, and against the satellites and the websites and the app and the broadcast in Jesus' name. Binding all abortions as a magical ritual, returning to sender Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such. All tribal witchcraft, especially done by shamans and obeda men in Jesus' name. All Chaldean witchcraft, return to sender in Jesus' name. All Spanish witchcraft, return to sender in Jesus' name. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Binding superficial religious acts, every act of sexual sin. Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, charms, lucky, high magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them. Binding all magical language, magic signs, and magical patterns. Even numbering, binding synchrony. Binding and caging Poseidon and all other underwater devils and demons. Stripping them of their crowns, their thrones, and their powers. Transferring them back to Jesus Christ. All power belongs to God. Binding all conjurations and summoning of demons. Binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, and potions. Binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe fantasy fables, enchantments, la-la land, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, and the spirit in the children of disobedience, binding martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death, spirit, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards, binding acupuncture in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness and send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulless sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all the queens of the coast in the name of Jesus Christ and all of their wicked works and all of their drug use and all of their monies and finances in Jesus' name. We bind all the demons that watch over them and protect them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the reinforcing devils for those devils in the name of Jesus, and we chain them all with eternal chains under darkness, send them into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrinations, idle mind, unfocused mind, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Basilek, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, On, and Isis, all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his two. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness and send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, the Masonic charter, and the rituals of every secret society and the associated organizations in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and a mind to receive. What the Spirit of God says to the church, we repent of an evil heart of unbelief to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we bind every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred to us in the name of Jesus. We command them to leave us now. Thank you, Lord. Even coming through the computer or cell phone lines or any such, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted, were left behind in Afghanistan or some other place, or are in prison. We pray for the January 6th prisoners. Although we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our fasting in the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation, whatever it may be, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over any accident, tragedy, mishap, or interference in our transportation. And we thank you, Father, that you have dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over demons of the night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away. We ask you, Father, for warring angels to protect us and our property as we sleep all through the day and night. We thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for warring, linking angels. We thank you for praising angels. But most of all, Father, we thank you for your very presence in our midst. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, all witchcraft, curses, anything sent to us from the demonic realm is returned. Covenant in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. In Jesus' name. Every attack. We destroy all ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, lodges, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy all walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, globalists, shamans, nanobots, nanotechnology, sorcerers, divinators, and such and liars. We break and destroy the power of their charms, love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, fetishes, psychic thoughts and prayers, witchcraft, bewitchments, death spirits, jinxes, mind control, brain frequency meditations, voodoo, sorcery, magic, pain, sickness, destruction, torment, psychic warfare and power, incense and candle burnings, incantations, chantings, ungodly blessings, crystals, root works, channeling, and everything being tribal rituals and sin, and everything that's being sent against us in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it. We return it in the name of Jesus Christ. We return to sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, and all of the reinforcing devils in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of blindness, binding the spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. We thank you, Lord, that you have broken and destroyed the yokes in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you have released true repentance to us. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to live holy lives before you. We ask you to convict the souls of those who have not yet come to Christ unto repentance and to bring these souls out of darkness and save them for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen, amen, amen. And before I forget, Brother Bill, will you place the Dream Protocol in the chat room, please? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Maybe that'll work a little bit. I think so. Amen. Tonight, Psalm 8, our featured psalm, thank you, Brother Bill, is Psalm 8. And our verse for meditation is Psalm 8, verse 1. Psalm 8, verse 1. Our featured e-book is Faith Builders Bible Study. Faith Sight Sees Eternal Things.
That's important, saints. That's very important. Tonight, we're going to talk about waiting for you. Waiting for you. That's what God says, waiting for you. Well, here is that voice again, calling to your hurting soul. Let me in. Let me in. I can help you. Open. Open. Receive divine companionship. See divine companionship. Don't keep running, avoiding, questioning. No. Yield to divine pleading. Desire a closer walk. Why is the Holy Spirit bothering me, you think? I've been listening to the sermons. But you see, saints, the divine is not easily brushed off. His steadfast persistence, his faithful perseverance, born of loyalty to you and to the Lord, will not permit him to stop calling to you or to concede that you will never welcome him. Amen. You are the one. Yes, you are the one who decides your experience in this love relationship. Excuse me. By the distance you keep yourself from divine love. From divine love. That's interesting. Unbelieving and distrustful, judge him to be calculating. His voice can evoke fear into your heart. But you will find him to be quite different if you would welcome his friendship and value his nearness. Beyond that distancing is a gentle, entreating heart, which embraces all who welcome and desire his presence. The Holy Spirit pursues you day after day after day. And you are still running the other way. Turn your running shoes in, saints. Yes, turn them in. Hand them over to Jesus and say, I am finished running from you. I'm finished. I'm not going to do it anymore. Relationship with God is not a divine foot race, where you run away from the divine one, okay? He is your friend. If Abram had behaved like you, where would we be? It's time to continue to surrender to him. Yes, some more. There is wisdom in knowing and admitting your limitations. There is wisdom in confessing your sin. There is wisdom in taking responsibility for your failures and your sin. 1 John chapter 1,
First John chapter 1 and verse 8. First John chapter 1 and verse 8. First John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So, saints, this is one of the first steps in coming into the place where God desires for us to be. There are issues in our lives that we don't want to refer to as a sin. We would rather call it a mistake or something else. But in actuality, if it defies the word of God, if it violates the scriptures, it's sin. Amen. It is in full participation in the process that we receive sight. We can see how much we need him to overcome sin. We need to be aware of how much we are dependent upon the Lord to overcome sin and even habits. It's the truth. It is the truth. In this process, we realize how to receive strength and encouragement without whining. Yes, in this process, we come to the understanding of how to receive strength and encouragement from the Lord without whining or complaining or murmuring or any of those such things. In this process, we are made to be able to perform and to do what we are called to do. When we finally allow the Holy Spirit, our friend, to come near to us, he starts to whisper so that only the two of you can hear his words of wisdom. Yes, it's private conversation. It's confidential. You should value that. Amen? Yes, God uses pastor to shout to get your attention sometimes. Yes, because you have all these other thoughts going around in your mind all the time, and they're busy distracting you when you ought to be paying attention. The Holy Spirit does not indiscriminately broadcast the intimate details of your life. He might pull the cover off of your sin in a confidential area with those who love you and say, okay, I'm ready to deal with this now. Are you ready to deal with it? Once you welcome him into your private life, you will discover that he is full of compassion and discreet. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High are the ones who shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's the ones who actually dwell in the secret place. You got to hang out there. You can't just go by and wave. Amen? The Holy Spirit is willing to work with you. The Holy Spirit will work on your behalf as you discover your hidden sins and weaknesses. When a child of God will not deal directly with the Holy Spirit in the personal and sensitive areas of life, God will send others to expose these hidden hindrances to progress. God wants you to progress. These persons are usually quite insistent, sometimes almost declaring that change must come. Change must come. You see, two cannot walk together lest they be agreed. If you're going to walk with God, you've got to agree with him. So if you prefer your corrections to be less strident, perhaps you might consider completely yielding to the Holy Spirit immediately. Amen? But usually humans are humans, and they act like humans, and they think like humans, and they give you a tablespoon of themselves at a time. It is better to be wise of heart and humble of spirit. This is particularly so when God peels back the veneer. Yes, that veneer covers the unpleasant in your heart to show you who you truly are. The Holy Spirit's burden for you is because, saints, we do not really, truly know ourselves. Really, Pastor? Really? Remember? We learn things about ourselves as we go along with the Holy Spirit. Our hearts are deceitfully wicked, remember? Who can know them? The Holy Spirit does, and he will help you to deal with you. You know, there are some of us that are so focused on helping someone in our family or our neighbor or our friend that we forget that God calls us first to allow him to deal with us and us to interface with him. You see, there are Christians who, instead of dealing with their own issues, would prefer to deflect to someone else. They'd rather go run out the door trying to help someone else, so they think, but their own backyard is in need of far more than mowing. You know, there was this old song that says, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. And there are Christians who will attempt to so-called go help or minister to someone else when what they really ought to be doing is spending their time before the Lord getting their own lives straightened out. That's right. Don't try to change your spouse. You change. Amen? That's the way it is usually. Amen. We have all of these ideas of who we believe ourselves to be. Yet God will reveal many of them for what they are. Yes, all of us have believed lies about ourselves. Well, I always thought someone told me that I was this kind of person, that kind of person, and the other kind of person. And then I asked the person, I said, well, do you do this? Yes. Do you do this? Yes. Do you do this? Yes. I said, well, you need to go back to the foot of the cross and get some things straightened out because you're not quite right yet. She was in shock. Why? Because she'd been going to church most of her life, and she had esteemed her own value to be something that it's actually not. She decided that she was righteous and that she was fine and that she didn't need any changing because, of course, she'd never held up a bank, she'd never murdered anybody or any of these other heinous crimes that these people do. She was a good person. The Bible says there's none good but God. So, the Bible says we ought not to esteem ourselves more than we ought. You see, our evaluation should not be our evaluation. It ought to be the Lord's evaluation. Our evaluation mostly is flawed, but his is not. His is not. So instead of deciding, I'm just so wonderful and righteous because I've never done this and this and this and this, yet pride, haughtiness, foolishness, arrogance, self-righteousness is hiding right beneath the surface. Ah. You know, we are warned in Scripture about trying to get the log out of somebody else's eye when there's a mote in our own. You know, we're told to get that straightened out. Amen. God will help, but you have to be truthful. Truthful with yourself and truthful with the Lord. Truthful, what does that mean? The truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth by the Spirit of truth. Amen. Yes, we really need to get this cleared up so that we can move forward. Yes, all of these I thought lies keep us in bondage and keeps us from receiving more grace from our God. So, the Spirit of truth will gently question our own beliefs about ourselves. Things like, you are not insignificant, yet you have judged yourself to be. Yes. He will challenge our unrighteous judgment. Leviticus tells us, ye shall do no unrighteous judgment. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 24. The Gospel of John, chapter 7. Verse 24 says to us clearly, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Well, Lord, I appear to be an upstanding citizen. And that's what I believe about myself. But are you a gossip? Do you tell lies?
Do you judge others wrongly? And on it goes. Do you sin? We fail when we try to do it all by ourselves and will not admit our desperate need of God. None of us are so grand and glorious that we do not need God and his love. Yes, we are fearfully and wonderfully made to need God. Psalm 3, verse 3. You see, we have received from our forebears corruption. And in order to deal with corruption, you must have God. He's the corruption cure. Psalm 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. What does that mean? That means that the Lord is the one who stands between us and what might happen. He's a shield for us. He's our glory, and he lifts up our little depressed, despondent, confused sometimes head. When we're all dejected and rejected, he's the one who lifts up our head. Well, I went to the doctor, and they told me I have generalized anxiety disorder. And they wrote me a prescription for some pills. And I went to the drugstore to get the pills filled. But they were closed that day, so I had to go back the next day. The Bible says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. He gives us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, oppression, and depression, seeing as though we already have the answers, even when we know that we don't. It's okay not to have a solution to everything. So when we don't have the solution, what do we do? Well, let's see. James chapter 1, verse 5. James. Chapter 1, verse 5. James, chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, that means you don't know what to do, let him do what? Ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. God doesn't say, you know, you should have known that. And it shall be given him. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Well, God didn't say something. Well, you might have to wait a little bit. You might have to wait. Because God will answer. But sometimes you do have to wait. Job chapter 14, verse 14. Job chapter 14, verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? Well, particularly if he has eternal life. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes? Some of us can't stand to wait. We want everything to be microwavable, instant. We don't want any kind of inconvenience or slowdown or nothing. Everything's just supposed to move smooth for us. And we need to grow up because that's not how life works. We need a more mature attitude. We need to stop thinking that the whole world ought to move on our whims and wishes and desires just because that's what we want. We need instead to develop an attitude of servanthood instead of the I want attitude. I'm first attitude. Get out of my way attitude. We need to grow up. Psalm 56, verse 3. Psalm 56. Time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I'm getting kind of anxious, Lord, about this situation because I don't know how it's going to turn out. And they said this and they said that and they said the other. And then, but I don't know what's going to happen. But every time we run into this problem, this happens, and that happens. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. You know, these scriptures aren't just nice words. We're supposed to do what they say do. Job chapter 36. Job chapter 36, beginning with verse 9. Job chapter 36, beginning with verse 9. He showed them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded. Yes, God will show us where we went wrong. So their ear to discipline. Discipline? Yes, that means that change in attitude and behavior and disposition must come. He openeth also their ear to discipline and commandeth that they return from iniquity. God's going to say something, but then you have to make the right choice. If they obey and serve him, if obey first and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Some of us believe that we must keep it all to ourselves. We have to keep everything to ourselves. We can't let anyone else see our vulnerabilities. Yet sometimes we are actually shutting out the Holy Spirit yet again. Really? Yes. Why be afraid of the Spirit of God? He loves you. Opening your life and heart to the Spirit of God happens by an act of your own will. You must choose to do so without withdrawing, avoiding him, without hiding from him, without ignoring him. Without changing the subject with him. Really? Really? Seriously? Yes, that's right. Without pulling back when the revelation of truth is painful. Many times
We must needs experience pain on the pathway to healing and wholeness. Sometimes it's painful and uncomfortable, but God is working a work in our lives. We must yield to the process of his working. Shame? Shame? Are you hiding from shame? Well, Jesus has already taken all of our shame, embarrassment, and humiliation on the cross. He took it. So the question remains, what are you doing with it? He took it. So what are you doing with it? Guilt and shame and dishonor will keep you in bondage. But Jesus came to set the captives free. You know, he makes everything new. Well, afraid that you don't have what it takes? 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God said, let's look at Isaiah for a moment. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. God is talking here, and he's talking to us. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. It doesn't appear that God plans to abandon us at any time. It doesn't appear that he's going to shrink back and leave us standing there alone. It doesn't appear that he desires to reject us. So why is it that we want to hold on to the fear? Could it be that we really don't want to deal with the issues at hand? Could it be that we've been running from certain things for years? Could it be that it hurts just to think about? Well, he says, don't be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Usually, the right hand is considered the hand of the most strength and dexterity. God says he's not running away. Why are you? O God, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thine hand and will keep thee. The Holy Spirit has observed as you have doubted your own value, your own worth. As you have underestimated your ability. But enough is enough, saints. No more of this. No more. You have even used your own words to move yourself to become what you have said about yourself. Yes, this has happened. You have spoken wicked words over yourself without even thinking. The Lord has been saying to Miracle for some time that we need to close our mouths. Well, now you know why. We are supposed to use our mouth to agree with God, not to defeat our own self. There is power in our words. James chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1. Verse 19, James chapter 1 and verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear. Slow to speak. Psalm 19, verse 14. Psalm 19, verse 14. Psalm 19, verse, let the words of my mouth, yes, your own mouth, God is saying, and the meditation of my heart, yes, your own heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So he's saying that the words of our mouth have a direct effect on the meditation of our heart. And when the words of our mouth that affects the meditation of our heart is not in agreement with him, it's not acceptable in his sight. Now, for people who want to please God, this is a very serious thing. So, we should pray that the words of our mouth, which are affected by the thoughts that enter our mind, that we are told to bind, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart become acceptable in his sight. He is our strength and he is our redeemer. We should improve here, saints. There's room for improvement. Psalm 49, verse 3. Psalm 49, verse 3. Psalm 49, verse 3. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. So you see, when the mouth changes and is now speaking wisdom, the meditation of the heart comes out to be understanding. So do we see the connection of what we speak affecting our heart and what we believe? That's what God is saying. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, just as if you had not sinned. And by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man, including yourself. Your speech be always with grace. You've tasted meat that didn't have any seasoning or wasn't properly seasoned. It wasn't very tasty, now was it? And you've tasted meat or food that was seasoned with the right seasoning, and it enhanced the flavor. Well, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you'll know how to answer every man, including yourself. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. The Gospel of Luke, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. The overflow in the heart comes out of the mouth. Psalm 141, verse 3. Psalm 141, verse 3. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. In other words, set armed soldiers at the gateway of my mouth, O Lord. Keep the door of my lips. Keep the door of my lips. Yes, it has a tendency to flap if not watched closely. Amen. Saints, God does not expect us to make it on our own or to figure it all out by ourselves. God has created us to live by the power of his Spirit, living on his love.
Our completeness comes only in union with his spirit. Saint, we need the Holy Spirit. It's not optional. We need the Holy Spirit. Again, Saint, we have been trying to do it by ourselves. Those things that God intends for us to do with him. Hopefully, our failures will teach us that we need God's part. The indwelling presence and the power of his spirit in our hearts. Yeah, in our hearts. Before we can fulfill all that he dreams and desires for us. Saints, God's heart is towards us. He is continually bringing us into circumstances, putting us with people, and leading us into situations that will refine our hearts and prepare us for his glory. So allow God to have his way with us. That's right. You can't keep holding the door shut. Since God's spirit dwells with those who are humble and of broken heart. So, shall we surrender? Shall we? You decide. 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, verse 8. 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, verse 8. 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, and verse 8. Amen. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8. Praise the Lord. Well, before we get there, we need to consider this. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Maybe that will help, you suppose? I rather think it will. When we call out to God, he answers. He listens, and he answers. He listens, and he answers. We need him to not only listen, but to answer. We need him. We need him all the time. We need him all the time. We need him all the time. We're too fallible to try to live this life. One minute I need you, God, and the next minute I can handle this. It doesn't work that way. We need to lean and depend on our God. So I'll leave you with those thoughts. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. You are very clear and distinct as to what you desire for us and what you desire from us. May we answer you with the love that is in our hearts. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. The EU Parliament on Wednesday approved a regulation called the Artificial Intelligence Act, aimed at ensuring the changing technology remains safe and in compliance with fundamental human rights, but also boosts innovation. The regulation agreed in negotiations with member states this past December was endorsed by EMPs with 523 votes in favor, 46 against, and 49 abstentions. According to a press release on the Parliament's website, Europe is now a global standard setter in artificial intelligence. Thierry Breton, the European Commissioner for the Internal Market, wrote on X, according to the report, the legislation divides the technology into categories of risk ranging from unacceptable, which would see the certain applications banned, to high, medium, and low hazard. The new rules ban certain artificial intelligence applications that threaten the rights of citizens, such as biometric categorization systems based on sensitive characteristics and untargeted scraping of facial images from the internet or closed-circuit TV footage to create facial recognition databases. Emotion recognition at workplaces and in schools, social scoring, predictive policing, when it is based solely on profiling a person or assessing their characteristics, and artificial intelligence that manipulates human behavior or exploits people's vulnerabilities will also be forbidden. The Artificial Intelligence Act also prohibits, in principle, the use of biometric identification systems by law enforcement except in exhaustively listed and narrowly defined situations. Real-time biometric identification can be deployed if strict safeguards are met. We finally have the world's first binding law on artificial intelligence to reduce risk, create opportunities, combat discrimination, and bring transparency. Internal Market Committee co-rapporteur Brando Benafi said during the plenary debate on Tuesday, he emphasized that unacceptable AI practices will now be banned in the EU and the rights of workers and citizens protected. The regulation is expected to enter into force at the end of the legislature in May after passing final checks and receiving endorsement from the European Council. The EU AI Act comes amid mounting global concerns over the potential abuse of the technology, including the possibility of deep fakes or such forms of artificial intelligence that generate false events, including photos and videos. Some countries, including China and India, have been using guidelines for regulating AI. Some U.S. cities and states have also passed legislation restricting the use of the technology in certain areas, such as police investigations and hiring. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. You know, people have been applying for jobs only to find out that they were not communicating with a human being. They were communicating with a bot. Well, that's where we've come to. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his interventions, and we give him the praise. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Dozens of parents gathered at a California school board meeting to express concerns about a teacher recruiting young children for an LGBT club. Parents said a third grade teacher at Pleasant Grove Elementary School in the Elk Grove Unified School District in Sacramento County was allowed to personally invite through sixth grade classes to their new LGBT club, but told students not to tell their parents about the club. The club, called the UBU Club, was for boys who crush on boys and girls who crush on girls. But the teacher said anyone could come, according to a parent who spoke during the March 5th meeting. However, parents said there was no mention of the club in the school newsletter, and there were no permission slips necessary for students to join, as is required for some of the school's other clubs. School staff violated the trust of parents when they promoted a secret UBU club to students without notifying parents and without seeking permission, said one parent at the meeting. There would be special games to play at the lunchtime club and that they couldn't play anywhere else. One student reported to his mom that he wanted to go to the club to play the secret cool game. The teacher also told students not to tell their parents. The parents said the district has not spoken on the matter when parents raised concerns, but it did send out an email that stated the district was seeking legal counsel on the matter. Does that sound like CYA to you? If you have to seek legal counsel, doesn't that raise up even more red flags and validate parents' concerns that lines were crossed? The parent asked. The parent continued, clarifying that the topic of the club is not what parents are rightfully upset about, is your clear efforts to keep secrets from them, she said. Another parent questioned the intent of the club, also noting that she heard that 5 to 10 other district elementary schools have similar UBU clubs on campus. What is the intent for school teachers to promote this club during school hours? Is it appropriate for school teachers to have secret conversations about students' sexual preference without their parents? The parent asked. So, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge in all such situations worldwide in Jesus' name. We are asking for him to intervene and to release his judgment in each case. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. We'll call him Lula, okay? And his allies in the judicial branch have turned Brazil into a dictatorship that is persecuting dissidents, political leaders, and journalists while violating basic human rights, a coalition of Brazilian lawmakers and journalists said in Washington on March 12th. U.S. lawmakers also expressed grave concerns about the developments, with Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey vowing to introduce legislation to address the issues raised by the Brazilian delegation. Mr. Smith, chairman of the Subcommittee on Global Human Rights of the Foreign Affairs Committee, pointed to a very large-scale to very large-scale violations of human rights by Brazilian authorities. Documented or credibly reported rights violations in Brazil include the political abuse of legal procedures to persecute political opposition, including jailing opposition figures on spurious charges, Mr. Smith said, at a press conference alongside the Brazilian delegation. Other abuses include violations of freedom of speech and media freedom, including persecution of journalists, the silencing of opposition media, the banning of individuals from social media, the thinly veiled censorship laws claiming to fight so-called disinformation, he added. He also pointed to many violations of the rule of law and judicial malfeasance. The Brazilian lawmakers came to the United States this week to sound the alarm about what they say is a major threat not just to the people of Brazil, but to the entire Western Hemisphere, including the United States. Must understand that Brazil is no longer a democracy, Brazilian Congressman Gustavo Geyer said after a press conference outside the U.S. Capitol. Mr. Geyer led the delegation alongside fellow Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro, the son of former Brazilian President Bolsonaro. Both warned that the situation is urgent and deteriorating rapidly, comparing it to the situation in Venezuela. Brazil is not a dictatorship where critics are arrested and intimidated, but we will make sure the world knows about what is happening, the prominent Brazilian opposition lawmaker said. Brazilian courts, including the Supreme Court, are releasing actual criminals while persecuting and arresting opposition leaders, Mr. Geyer said, and he warned of a coming migration tsunami if the situation in Brazil isn't dealt with. They are literally putting people in prison for their opinions, Mr. Geyer said. This is intolerable abuse, Mr. Bolsonaro, whose father is in the crosshairs, echoed those concerns, saying Brazil no longer has democratic government. A third member of the Brazilian Chamber of Deputies, the lower house of its Congress, also denounced the escalating persecution place in his homeland. The dictatorship of the judiciary must be exposed internationally and condemned by the world, Marcel Van Hatten said. Numerous other high-profile figures were scheduled to attend but were prevented from leaving Brazil by the court system, which had previously confiscated their passports. Of the effort included opposition chief congressman Carlos Jordi. He can no longer leave Brazil to tell the world what is happening, Mr. Geyer said. Many other congressmen could not be here today because they also had their passports confiscated. Some of their homes have been raided too, he said. A number of lawmakers have said they are too concerned about being arrested to speak on record. Among other developments, critics point to the arrest and persecution of various political leaders and journalists critical of the current administration, the most recent election, and the increasingly aggressive judicial branch. Multiple senior officials in the previous Bolsonaro administration have already been arrested for allegedly plotting a coup. The former president's passport has also been confiscated by federal police, reportedly in preparation for arresting him. The Global Human Rights Subcommittee was going to hold a hearing on the developments. However, multiple sources said that major pressure was exerted on Democratic members of the body to block the event. Since late 2022, Brazilians have been subject to human rights violations committed by Brazilian officials on a very large scale, Mr. Smith said at the press conference. As chairman of the Global Human Rights Committee, I am committed to supporting internationally recognized human rights in Brazil and to conducting oversight on the response of the U.S. government to these violations, he added, vowing to chair a hearing on the human rights abuses in coming weeks. In particular, Mr. Smith, who has frequently taken a stand against the Chinese Communist Party and other human rights abusers around the world, denounced the Brazilian Supreme Court and its chief, Alexandre de Moraes. What I see in Brazil today, above all, in the investigations of Supreme Court Justice de Moraes, is called rule by law, the opposite of rule of law, Mr. Smith said. Rule of law is supposed to put aside outside politics so that the same laws apply equally to all people, he continued. Rule by law, in contrast, means that while some forms and procedures of law are maintained, the law is used selectively as an instrument of political power. There is vast evidence that this is exactly what is going on in Brazil today, where investigations, inquiries, media bans, content removal orders are used to single out the opposition to President Lula, Mr. Smith concluded. Mr. Smith said that to deal with the escalating crisis, he is preparing a bill called the Brazil Democracy, Freedom, and Human Rights Act that will be introduced very shortly. It isn't clear what would be in the bill, but more details are expected in the days and weeks ahead. Mr. Lula helped form the Communist Latin American Network, known as the Sao Paulo Forum, in a partnership with communist dictator Fidel Castro, Sandinistas, and even Marxist narco-terrorist organizations such as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC. Documents show that the alliance, which governs much of the region today, seeks to rebuild in Latin America what was lost in Eastern Europe, namely communism. The U.S. State Department has long been aware of the network, but has done nothing to stop or even condemn it, according to critics within and outside the U.S. government. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We are requesting adjudication from the righteous judge concerning a Washington-based anti-Trump political group launched a $50 million election campaign on Tuesday to stop the former president from winning a second term, showcasing testimonials from former Trump supporters who do not plan on voting for him in 2024. The Republican Voters Against Trump campaign will target moderate Republican and Republican-leaning voters in swing states with video testimonials of people sharing in their own words what caused them to break with Trump, Accountability PAC said in a March 12th press release. Traditional Republican voters who have long supported the party but have concerns about Donald Trump proved decisive in the 2020 election. By targeting these voters and reaching them with credible messengers, wait a minute, an opinion doesn't make you credible. Okay, back to this. The campaign will establish a permission structure for them to withhold their support from Trump again. Doing so will create an anti-Trump coalition that holds the key, so they think, in the 2024 presidential election, the group said. In the 2020 race, the anti-Trump PAC ran a similar campaign that featured over 1,000 video testimonials. This time, the group will show over 100 testimonials. The current campaign will feature one and two-time Trump voters who have decided not to support the former president due to the January 6, 2021, the breach of the U.S. Capitol, the criminal cases against him totaling 91 felony counts, and other issues. President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all four criminal indictments and has repeatedly dismissed the charges as efforts by his political adversaries to jeopardize his 2024 presidential run. Ethan, a Trump 2020 voter from Portage, Wisconsin, who is featured in the anti-Trump campaign, said in a testimonial, "I voted for Donald Trump in 2020. January 6th was the end of Donald Trump for me. The peaceful transfer of power is one of the defining pieces of our democracy, and I could not believe that someone I had formerly supported would get behind an effort that would throw that under the bus. There is no choice. Donald Trump is not a viable option. I will vote for Biden." President Trump has previously pointed out that he urged people to be peaceful before, during, and after the January 6th protest that took place at and around the U.S. Capitol, which Democrats have labeled an insurrection. Back in February 2021, President Trump was acquitted by the Senate of an insurrection incitement charge related to the events of January 6th. The anti-Trump PAC intends to deploy ads on television, streaming, radio, billboards, and digital media, with the campaign running in six states. Here it comes: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The group was founded by Republican strategist Sarah Longwell, a longtime critic of President Trump. It has the backing of multiple billionaires. Reid Hoffman, LinkedIn's co-founder, gave $4 million to the organization last year, according to Forbes' analysis of Federal Election Commission filings. He donated to Democrat causes. Klarman, who manages the Ballpost hedge fund, donated $1 million. Former Republicans and Republican-leaning voters hold the key, so they think, to 2024, and reaching them with credible, relatable messengers is essential to recreating the anti-Trump coalition that made the difference in 2020, said Ms. Longwell. It establishes a permission structure that says that whatever their complaints about Joe Biden, Donald Trump is too dangerous and too unhinged to ever be president again. Who better to make this case than the voters who used to support him? The campaign against President Trump comes at a time when he is leading the polls against Democrat rival President Joe Biden. According to a March 11th update from Morning Consult, 44% of registered U.S. voters in a survey said they will support President Trump in the 2024 election, a 1 percentage point lead over President Biden. Among independents, President Trump again has a 1 percentage point lead. The former president was more popular with his party members than President Biden. While 89% of Republican voters said they would choose President Trump, only 85% of Democrat voters opted for President Biden. Among President Trump's 2020 voters, 90% said they would vote for him again. For President Biden, only 84% of his 2020 voters said they would support him this time. Currently, President Trump has the backing of 1,078 delegates to become the presumptive GOP nominee for the 2024 election. He needs the backing of 137 more delegates to hit the 1,215 threshold, a target that could be achieved this month. President Trump recently notched a massive win on Super Tuesday, winning 14 out of the 15 contests against former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Following the results, Ms. Haley dropped out of the Republican primary race. After his dominating win on Super Tuesday, Republican lawmakers rallied behind President Trump. The at GOP presidential primary is over. President Trump's resounding Super Tuesday victories have solidified it. It's time to listen to our voters and unite the Republican Party. Alex Tran, whatever his name is, chairman of the Ohio GOP, said in a post on X following the GOP primary. We must get on to the work of ending the disastrous presidency of Joe Biden. Representative Elsie Stefanik of New York, in a post on X, praised the former president, saying that he has made history running the strongest Republican primary campaign ever. She called for voters to rally around President Trump as our Republican nominee who will defeat Joe Biden this November to save America. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio called President Trump's Super Tuesday win a rout and asked donors and political professionals to unite behind our nominee. Last week, the former president challenged President Biden for a debate on key issues facing America, saying that he is willing to take part in such debates anytime, anywhere, any place. The debates can run by the corrupt DNC or their subsidiary, the Commission on Presidential Debates, he said. During the 2020 election cycle, President Trump and President Biden debated each other twice. In a post on Truth Social on March 12th, President Trump outlined his priorities once he reenters the White House. My first act as your next president will be to close the border, drill, baby, drill, and free the January 6th hostages being wrongfully imprisoned. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning one of two state attorneys general, filing a civil suit against the Biden administration, claimed in a Fox Business exclusive, he uncovered a vast censorship enterprise and produced purported evidence the White House's social media team leadership tried to censor or suppress conservative voices and critics of its COVID policy, including a member of a prominent Democratic family. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who along with Louisiana Attorney General Jeffrey Landry, first filed suit last May. However, Bailey told The Bottom Line Tuesday the web of purported censorship continues to grow. This is about protecting the Constitution, and I couldn't agree with those sentiments more, he said. Their host, Dagan McDonald, read from part of the lawsuit. I'm proud to have partnered with the Louisiana Attorney General on this case because it's the most important First Amendment case in a generation. We've uncovered a vast censorship enterprise, coercion and collusion between officials at the White House and across federal bureaucratic agencies and their cronies in big tech social media to target and censor free speech in America. He underlined that the case is preeminently a First Amendment defense rather than any type of political attack. Earlier this month, Bailey also released a statement chronicling several legal exhibits germane to the case, which include a purported attempt by the White House to get Twitter to censor Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the son of Bobby Kennedy and the nephew of President John F. Kennedy. Bailey characterized Kennedy, who has questioned aspects of the coronavirus vaccines, as a known critic of the White House's COVID-19 narrative. Another exhibit alleges White House digital director Rob Falardi demanded Facebook to step up its operations of removing bad information on vaccines, while others scolded Facebook for not taking substantive action against posts by Fox News host Tucker Carlson. On the bottom line, McDowell noted a recent opinion ad by Landry invoked flattery, asking Bailey how many records, hundreds of pages of depositions. "We've deposed key officials at the White House, at the FBI, at Homeland Security, and at the State Department, and we're not finished yet," he said. Of note, a Jefferson City, Missouri ABC affiliate reported in November that Dr. Anthony Fauci was to be deposed. "We're going to continue to root out this vast censorship enterprise that violates Americans' free speech," Bailey continued on Fox Business, "and we're not going to stop. But the key piece of evidence we found is that there were individuals with the White House specifically targeting conservative voices on big tech social media. Topics the White House purportedly wanted suppressed, including not only COVID-19 vaccine reticence, but claims of 2020 election interference and the veracity of the Hunter Biden laptop. What that did was they coerced the big tech social media companies into suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, that's information Americans deserve to hear," Bailey went on. "They deserve to have that information in free, fair, and open debate to make good decisions at the ballot box. They were deprived of that information," the lawsuit, he said, is still in the discovery phase, adding that if necessary, he and Landry will petition the U.S. Supreme Court on the matter if it gets to that level. "Public statements, emails, and publicly released documents establish that the President of the United States and other senior officials in the Biden administration have violated the First Amendment by directing social media companies to censor viewpoints that conflicted with the government's messaging on COVID-19. NCLA joined the lawsuit along with the states of Missouri and Louisiana, representing renowned epidemiologists and co-authors of the Great Barrington Declaration. Ooh, I can't say this lady's name. Okay, JB and Martin Kuldroff, as well as Aaron Carity and Jill Hines. Social media platforms acting at the federal government's behest repeatedly censored NCLA's clients for articulating views on those platforms in opposition to government-approved views on COVID-19 issues. This insidious censorship was the direct result of the federal government's campaign to silence those who voice perspectives that deviate from those of the Biden administration. Government officials, public threats to punish social media companies that did not do their bidding demonstrate this linkage, as do emails from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Homeland Security to social media companies. This sort of censorship, which strikes at the heart of what the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was designed to protect, free speech, especially political speech, has constituted unlawful government action. Moreover, this state action has deprived Americans of their right to hear the views of those who are being silenced, a First Amendment corollary of the right to free speech. So, we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. Praise God. That's what we want to do. Amen. Praise God. So, there we are. Father, we come before you thanking you for the opportunity to still be able to do this. Amen. We know that you have protected us in many ways so that we are able to continue. So we thank you and we give you praise. And we ask that you help Brother Marshall to pray effectively as you would have him pray, according to your will, in Jesus' name. Brother Marshall.
Amen. Help us all, Father. Help me and all of us. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Well, we're all whosoevers. As we repent and renounce all generational and personal sins, Father God, including lust of flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life, you say in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, like Psalm 35:13, I humble myself with fasting, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, your eyes are red with wine, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. Well, forgive me, Lord, and those I can stand in for entertaining any spirits of presumption, any spirits of comparing ourselves among ourselves. You make it abundantly clear in your word, Lord. Ecclesiastes 7:20, I think it says that everybody sinned. Just like it says in Romans, what is that, 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So that's why we need your gift of righteousness, Lord, because nobody could be righteous apart from the blood of Jesus. No, not the Pope, not anybody, not the Archbishop of this or that or whatever, any guru or whatever, or any little, whoever, anybody. Nobody, no politician, nobody, apart from you, Lord. Well, since I mentioned it, I guess I should look it up. Is that where it was, Lord? Ecclesiastes 7:20. For there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Which is why we need to examine our hearts and die daily. Which is why we take the cup of salvation and we partake of his body. Because Jesus was put to death in the flesh. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. What happened? How did Jesus receive the vinegar? It was on one of those sponge on a little hyssop branch, wasn't it? Or a little bunch of hyssop. And it says, if we die with him, we shall also live with him. For I am crucified with Christ. Dead to ungodly fear, dead to selfishness, dead to worry. So we cast all our cares on you, Lord. And we ask you to deliver us all. And we look to you, Lord. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you, like it says in 2 Chronicles 20:12. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, not on the problems, on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Because you hung on that tree for the joy set before you. Why did you hang on that tree? Because Marshall's sins were so hideous, so demonic, you had to shed your blood to make me free, to wash me from my sins. Yes, you washed us in the water of the word. It's wonderful to hear your word, Lord. But you did not come by water only, but by water and blood. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You did not come by water only. Yes, you wash us in the water of the word, like it says in Ephesians 5:26. You wash us in the water of the word, and there's water poured forth, like it says in Psalm 22:14. And you're the rock that followed the manna. And what came out of that rock? Water for the people in the desert that were so thirsty, Father God, when they were coming out of Egypt. And you rescued those Jewish people. Yeah, but they didn't continue, Father God. They didn't continue to. Back then, they had to circumcise their boys because that was the covenant for the Jews in the Old Testament. They had to circumcise. Now we have a different circumcision, the circumcision of the heart and of the lips, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, Father, I'd help me and all of us and all of our family members to be delivered from every spirit of evil speaking in Jesus' name. And help all those we can intercede for. We pray for all those that are and will be in authority, might leave a peaceable and quiet life in all godliness and honesty. Those that can be saved and delivered, we ask you to do so, Father God, including those in every nation, not just in Brazil, not just the United States. How about in different nations in Europe, Father God? Yeah, there are different nations, it's not just the European Union. Some of those people that joined the union more recently said, whoops, I think we made a mistake. Why do they make a mistake? Because there's people trying to control other people, not to their benefit. So, Father, we ask in all these different areas that Brother Bill was so nice to post and Pastor Sabrina was so nice to read through all those things, and I'm sorry I don't have it all memorized. But we thank you, Brother Bill, for putting it in the chat room, that we can reflect and consider all these different requests. And Father God, you know the requests. So we come before your throne of grace in time of need. So call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. For all those people, Father God, we ask for the righteous judge. And who is that righteous judge? Father, you gave Jesus all power in heaven and in earth, and he does have all power in heaven and earth, like it says in Matthew 28:18. And it says that the Son of God, at the right hand of the Father, he's going to judge. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? It's kind of like, Father God, there's only one true God. It's like you cut off your arm to set us free. It's like you gave your strength in our place. And what does it say? It says, for every battle of the war is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Amen. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace. Shalom. Not just for Brazil, every nation. The increase of his government and peace there shall be known. Think making peace by the blood of your cross, like it says in Colossians 1:20. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And we thank you for doing so, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that even as you showed Daniel in the book of Daniel, I think it's chapter 2, you had the dream, the King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And Daniel prayed with his fellows, and just like we do in Matthew 18:19, if two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done, my fathers in heaven. So grant each of us whatever gifts we need, Father God. And he wanted to know what the king dreamed and what it meant. And he saw what the king dreamed about. There was a stone cut out without hands, like it says in Daniel 2:34. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. Well, summer's coming. It's getting warmer now. And the wind, the Holy Ghost, we had a strong wind here. And the wind carried them away, and no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Father God, it was a stone cut out without hands, Father God. Whereas thou sawest, verse 43, the iron mixed with miry clay, that's where we are right now. They, like AI mixed with human beings, like a new thing they're trying to bring in, trying to merge computers with people. The iron mixed with miry clay, and they mingle themselves with the seed of men. They shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So what is mixed with miry clay? And they, those demons trying to mix in with human beings, trying to pervert perhaps the human DNA. Some people think that's what they're up to. Maybe so. Maybe not. I don't know 100% for sure. Because, Father God, you know everything, and you can correct anything. Because you can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. So, Father God, we thank you for giving us all power in heaven and earth in Jesus' name. Not us individually, but Jesus. And us as the body of Christ. As the body of Christ in agreement, because Jesus said, the things that I have done, you will do, and greater things than this. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So, Father God, we ask you to release your obedient angels to watch over all those and all those that will be in the body of Christ and deliver us all. Send you whatever angels you deem appropriate. We do especially thank you for the angel, Lord, that encamps round about them, that fears you, Lord, have a holy reverence for you, Lord, and delivers them. We claim all the benefits of Psalm 91, Psalm 121. Over each and every one that are and will be members of the body of Christ. Satan, you're bound, or your underlings are bound. We cancel your assignments to all those trying to stand for the truth in every nation, including in the European Union, every nation in Europe, and even those nations on the outskirts. And we thank you for the BRICS thing. Thank you for the hearing the prayers before of the saints, Father God, in Jesus' name, that the people in not just Scotland, but many places in Great Britain said, I don't think so. We thank you, Father God, for the people saying, we don't want to be in, you know, being controlled by some. We find the spirit behind fascism, and all related spirits of ungodly control in Jesus' name in every nation, not just in Great Britain, every nation of Europe, not just in France, in Jesus' name, where they're trying to say, oh, you don't need to have farmers. Oh, no, no, no. We'll take care of that little detail. You've been doing this for generations, and you got nice farms, but we want the farms for us. Oh, we bind the spirits of stealing, killing, and destroying. Every spirit behind mind control, all the mind control spirits are bound. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings, named and not named, are bound. Trying to pervert the judgment of the Most High God. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of. That's what it says in Psalm 24. And it's confirmed in the New Testament. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. In 1 Corinthians 10:26 and 28 as well. And also, got to set up again, in several other places, including Exodus 19:5 and other places in Jesus' name. So since the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. Everyone, every underlings, all the demons down there in the second heavens from our position seat in heavenly places in the third heavens. In Christ Jesus, we bind every ungodly spirit. No further flow of power or communication from the demons down there in the second heavens, the first heavens, pertaining to all as any position of authority, whether it be trying to affect people in public schools in the United States or any other nation, trying to bring in this LGBT confusion. God is not the author of confusion coming against the body of Christ, but of shalom, peace. You said, Father God, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And we do. We submit ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, and thus to you, King Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine help and adjudication for all the children, because you don't even want one of these little ones to perish, Father God. They don't need to be sucked in like the Harry Potter and all this other nonsense, Father God, trying to woo them over to the dark side. To woo them over. Oh, it's a lot of fun, fun, fun. Come to our club. It's a lot of fun. Satan is really good at saying, oh, sure, eat some of this fruit. It does not look good. I bet it'll make you smart like us demons. Oh, yeah. He's so good at that. He's good at being evil. Father God, Jesus made it really clear. Jesus said, the enemy comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come. Then we have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you. We prefer the abundant life. So Satan, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. And all your underlings, you, Satan, all your underlings are bound. Every main spirit's bound. All the water dried up. Asmodeus, Asmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, bound in the gut. Every spirit of mind control, bound in the gut. All spirits of Antichrist and loving, unclean spirits, don't affect those, particularly trying to teach the children, Father, those teachers that are going along to get along just to keep their jobs or their pensions or whatever it is, like the doctors going along to get along because of the COVID nonsense, Father God. Those people that have been bewitched, Father God, we ask you to set them free. Satan, you mind every bewitching spirit, a spirit of pharmacy, a sorcery, and witchcraft are bound. And we thank you, Father God, for those that have been bold enough to stand up, including the candidate running as to replace his uncle, whatever, Kennedy, in Jesus' name. We thank you that he's had some boldness. Some of the other third-party candidates have some boldness to say, questioning Kennedy and questioning Trump, because we don't trust in any man. Yes, Trump may be anointed for such a time as this. I'm not 100% sure. He seems to be very much in bed with some people from Mossad and Netanyahu. Father God, if you can save Netanyahu and save Trump the West away, I think he knows his heart seems to be genuinely in the right place, but maybe he cannot speak the whole truth for fear of being thrown in the slammer. He's been treading a very tight line, Father God. We thank you for protecting him thus far. We ask you to protect all those who are standing for the truth as best they know how. And maybe his mind has been blinded too, because some people, they stand for the truth as much as they know, including those pastors and those people in different churches that are, well, you know, we're supposed to love everybody. Can't we love the LGBTQ people? Yeah, you can love the people, but you've got to hate the demons. Yeah, because that's not the only sin. Strife can drive people to hell just as much as being homosexual or wanting to diddle children. So, Father God, we ask you to rescue all those involved with pedophilia, Father God, and all those involved in even more horrendous things, Father God, in Jesus' name. Deliver all their children, because you don't want one of them to perish, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help for all of our brothers and sisters down in Brazil and all the nations all around the world, in Jesus' name. We thank you for exposing everything that's going on, not just in Brazil, but in the United States, in Jesus' name. And all those nations that need to have these things exposed. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar told Daniel, the king answered unto Daniel, instead of a truth it is, that your God is the God of gods. Oh, and he's above Lucifer? He's above what? He's above that fallen angel? And the Lord of kings and the revealer of secrets. I mean, he's above Biden and Trump and everybody? and Macron and Castro's illegitimate child up in Canada. He's the Lord of Kings and revealer of secrets. Seems I could reveal this secret because, Father, you know everything that's going. Nothing takes you by surprise. So wake up the bride of Christ, Father God, all over your earth. And we thank you for doing so. Stay in your bound or your underlings to perpetually continue bound from our position, seat in heavenly places, according to Proverbs 18:10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. They that do know thy name will put their trust in thee. We have not forsaken them that seek thee. Yes, we have your blood on our lips as we have communion, but we have more importantly your blood, your life, your soul in our hearts. Thank you for translating us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. But light is sown for the righteous. And we thank you, Lord, it isn't just one layer. It isn't just the word of God. Yes, light is sown for the righteous. And that's wonderful scriptures, and there are lots of them. But we thank you, Father God, Jesus is that light that's come into the world. We thank you for helping us all to hide your word in our heart that we will not sin against you. We will walk in love with the human beings, be able to share the good news. What about those that are in the Masonic Lodge? Well, some have come out. Yeah. Some have renounced that. The pastor of the church I was in for 7 years, he used to be in the Masonic Lodge. He renounced. He went through deliverance. Was he perfect? Nope. Nope. But Pat Holiday's husband, Dad, Vladimir or whatever, he repented eventually and renounced it. And he's one of the few in that particular lodge in Jacksonville that repented of that, Father God. And you delivered him gloriously. When his arm wouldn't work, you delivered him, Father God. He started listening to Christian music, and his arm that didn't move was able to move, Father God. You can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. You can wake up the body of Christ all over your earth, and we thank you, Father God, for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing right now. For now is the day of salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be sozo, saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And what did you say for all the descendants of the believers, Father God? You told us to put you in remembrance. And how do we do that? You said, Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance, let us plead together with Jesus, declare thou that mayest be justified. And down a few more verses in Isaiah 44:2-3, thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee. You made every human being. You made Trump. You made Pastor Bill, Pastor Sabrina. You made all of us. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which shall help thee. Fear not, O Jacob and my servant, and thou Jezreel whom I have chosen. For I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Not just Sabrina Sessions' grandchildren, but all the descendants of every believer. All poor. How about Pagan Christensen's descendants? Donald Trump's. That you died.